to none on the Second Amendment. This is the Gun Guy with Guy Relford on 93 WIBC.
And welcome back. This is Guy Relford on the Gun Guy Show on 93 WIBC. As I mentioned, as we got started here, after a little bit of a delay, after the post-game show, after IU's big win over Louisville, a lot of fun. I listened to it. Great game. But as I mentioned right at the outset, tell you what, I haven't been here very much. Now, I've been down doing Tony Katz's show. I did his midday show when he was in New York doing important things. I was on Hammer and Nigel yesterday, which is fun to come down to a live segment with Hammer and Nigel. But my show's been bumped off quite a bit. And by the way, I have to say, next 2 weeks, I will not have a show as well. Their other programming, I think primarily involving IU basketball, is going to bump me here for a while. But I'll be back after that, and it's great to be here tonight. But the discussion we just went through, and again, I'm sure you can tell if you're listening to the show tonight, it's just something that's important to me. It's one of the reasons I do what I do as a Second Amendment attorney and as a firearms instructor, as I mentioned, is that our ability to defend our not just ourselves, but our families and our homes and potentially our countries, is a big deal. It's always been a big deal to me. And when we realize how this country was formed, as we talked about today in the Revere's Writers course, I think it delivers that message even more effectively. And this actually ties together with a bit of a social media storm, and certainly a debate that I got involved in, involving some comments from a California congressman, Eric Swalwell. And, of course, he's a Democrat. He's from California. So there you go, right there. That almost tells you everything you need to know. Democrat from California. In terms of how he feels about your Second Amendment rights. But this guy wrote an opinion piece in USA Today. And he said, okay, it's a time for an assault weapons ban. But this assault weapons ban, and of course he didn't want any part of defining what the hell an assault weapon is. But he kind of throws it out there and says, well, of course, it's these military-style weapons designed only for war and should not be in the hands of civilians. And we need it not only an assault weapons ban, but we need to make this one a little different, which is unlike the assault weapons ban that was already in place from 94 to 04 in this country, which, by the way, did absolutely nothing to affect the levels of violent crime or the murder rate in this country. Nothing. Zero. Nada. The National Institute of Justice, part of the Department of Justice, studied that specifically. Looked into that specifically. And said because the number of murders already are so incredibly low in which a quote-unquote assault weapon is used, dramatically less so than hands, fists, or feet, or knives, or blunt objects like clubs or tubifores, because the number is so low, it's nearly impossible to measure any effect from banning the weapons that are used in such a low number of homicides to begin with. But Swalwell, Representative Swalwell, says, well, we're going to do this one better. It's kind of like socialism. You know, oh, well, yeah, it's failed all over the globe, but we'll do it better next time. Well, his view is we're going to do an assault weapons ban next time, because we're not just going to ban future transfers or importation or manufacture or purchase. We'll buy them all back from existing owners. A forced buyback program. You know what that is? That's confiscation, which he said. He said, go after those that don't comply. Go after? Go after. What's that mean? Means, according to Representative Swalwell, if I own one of these banned weapons, like the one, say, I used in the Revere's Writers carbine class today. I ran mine suppressed, by the way. I imagine that would give him a serious amount of heartburn. but we're going to go after them. And if you own them and do not turn them in response to and in compliance with his new ban, then we're going to come kicking your door. He said, go after those that are non-compliant. Now, he later wanted to back up off this completely. He wanted to walk all this back and say, oh, well, I wasn't talking about kicking in anybody's door. Really? Then what does go after those that are non-compliant actually mean? What do you mean go after? How do you go after them unless you go find them, find their rifles, and then prosecute them? Well, somebody on social media responded to his idea of going after people who do not comply with his proposed new assault weapons ban. And by the way, you'll see this. You'll see this in Congress. One of the outcomes, one of the effects of the Democrats winning the majority in the House, you're going to see a new assault weapons ban, and it's going to be the most draconian, broad, invasive, potentially unconstitutional assault weapons ban, quote unquote, that you've ever seen introduced. Swalwell will probably introduce it. But somebody on social media pushed back and said, hold on there, Representative. If you're going to talk about kicking in people's doors to come seize their weapons, you're not only going to turn law-abiding citizens into felons by the stroke of a pen by passing this law, you're going to come kicking their doors as well. You're inviting a war in this country. You're inviting a war. So as a particular person on Twitter responded that way. And Swalwell responded, and you may have seen this either on the news or on social media. He responded and said, and I still can't believe anyone who's actually a member of Congress is so horrifically stupid as to have said this. But he said, well, it would be a short war, my friend. The U.S. government has nukes, and they're legit, let me tell you. Okay, so hold on. So he wants not only the stormtroopers to go kick in doors to seize weapons that were legal just a moment before the stroke of a pen, based on the legislation he's proposing. They were legal before. Well, now they're illegal. Not only are they now illegal, now we're going to kick in your door and we're going to come seize them. And some people are going to say, oh, hell no, you may not have my gun. No, sir, thank you. I've considered it. Yet. Nada. No. I'm keeping my gun. Well, if you resist, we have nukes. I'm sorry. Where are you going to drop that nuke exactly, Congressman? Okay. I mean, my neighborhood in Zionsville, where my quote-unquote assault weapons currently reside, now, you want to come kick my door in? Okay. You going to nuke my neighborhood? You going to nuke Zionsville? You going to nuke Indiana? You going to wipe us all out? You going to start nuclear winter? How's that work exactly? Well, so of course, recognizing at some point the idiocy of that statement, he said, oh, well, no, I wasn't really talking about nukes. I was being sarcastic. And I just meant that because of the force and the might of the U.S. military, it would be a short war. Of course, I would never propose nuking anyone on U.S. territory. Well, okay, he probably got enlightened to that concept right there on social media. But let's talk about that a minute. And we're at the three-quarter hour. It's time to take a break. And we have some people on hold that I want to get to on the phone lines here in just a bit. But let's talk about that. And let's go back to how we started this discussion, which is the parallel that creates to how this country was created, to the events of April 19th, 1775. And the parallel, the almost perfect parallel between that, as discussed in my Revere's Writers class today, which I just love the hell out of, and what a current member of the U.S. House of Representatives is proposing that you be subjected to as a gun owner in the United States of America. That's what we'll get into, as well as get into the phone lines when we come back. This is Guy Relford on The Gun Guy Show on 93 WIBC. Guy Relford for Revere's Riders. As I mentioned throughout the show today, I participated in their class today. It was a carbine class. It was a lot of fun, you know, and they're not just about training. They're about American history, certainly about the shooting sports, but also about civic engagement. And check them out. They're at reveresriders.org. Check out their events coming up. There's a group of patriots. And I'm going to talk much more about patriotism throughout the show tonight, as I usually do here on the Gun Guy Show. But if you're interested in their events, you want to go sign up, you want to be involved. And by the way, it's a 501c3. It's a completely volunteer, nonprofit organization. And it's exactly the kind of organization that we all ought to be supporting. So check them out. It's reveresriders.org. Reveresriders.org. You can click on upcoming events. It's a beautiful website. It works extremely well. I've been on it here recently. Click on upcoming events. You can see what's coming up, including right here in Indiana. Check them out again at reveresriders.org.
The show about gun rights, gun safety, and responsible gun ownership. This is The Gun Guy with Guy Relford on 93 WIPC.
And welcome back. I'm Guy Relford. This is The Gun Guy Show on 93 WIBC. So, Representative Eric Swalwell, Democrat from California, comes out and says, well, we're going to have a new assault weapons ban. And this one's going to be different. Because we're not just going to ban future sale. We're not going to grandfather in the ownership of any quote-unquote assault weapon you may already have. Even though it was legal to buy or legal to build, I've built all my ARs. And oh, by the way, Representative Swalwell, I have three, including two SBRs, short-barreled rifles. I'm not giving anything away there because the federal government knows exactly what I have because I had to register them to get my tax stamp to build my short-barreled rifles. But just in case you'd like to know, Representative Swalwell, that's what I have. So he wants to ban my rifles and he wants to come kick my door in. I'm sure not him personally. Oh, I'm very sure it's not him personally. But he wants someone to come kick my door in and take my rifles away if he passes his legislation. And his response, when someone on Twitter, not me, someone else on Twitter says, you know, you start kicking people's doors in to take our guns away? Because, oh, by the way, and the person on Twitter didn't say this, but I'll drop this footnote. That's exactly what was going on April 19th, 1775. And when they tried it then, we shot them. So you're going to get a war. That's what the person said. You're going to kick people's doors in, take their rifles away. You ignore the Second Amendment, you're going to get a war. And his response was, well, we'll just nuke you. And then, of course, he walks that back because it was idiotic. Says, well, I'm just saying it'll be a short war because we have the United States military. Well, first of all, with the military being involved, we have something called the Posse Comitatus Act. Now, I don't get real deep. I hate to even throw Latin out. But first of all, the military isn't allowed to be used by the government to enforce domestic law. So if you have a gun ban, including an assault weapons ban, it's not the military's job to come enforce that. Let's say you suspend that, you revoke that, you repeal that. How many members of the United States military? I know a lot. I mean, I did not serve. I did not serve in the U.S. military. But I got to believe the majority of my friends and acquaintances and people I hang out with all did. Or currently are. How many of them would want to go kick in doors to deprive people of their constitutional rights? I don't know. Open question. Okay, well, you will use law enforcement officers. Again, big chunk of my friends, and by the way, a lot of law enforcement officers I hang out with also served in the military. I've never been either. I'm kind of a wannabe as to both groups. How many of them would participate? How many of them would, in fact, be on our side? Whole nother question. But here's what I think about. And when I saw this, it would be a short war, my friend. Do you know what I think about? I think about what that 3% of colonists, the people that actually took up arms against the Redcoats. And I'm wearing a hat right now with a Roman numeral 3 on it. I wore to the carbine class for Revere's Riders today. And that is a reference to the only something like 14,000 people who said hell no to the British government. Don't you think that their friends and neighbors said, what are you thinking? This is the British Empire. This is the most powerful fighting force on the planet. And you guys with your muskets is going to, are your group's going to take them on? Are you nuts? That's what we just heard from Representative Eric Swalwell. How'd that work out for the Redcoats, Representative? Right now, we're taking a break with the end of the first hour. Come back and see us next hour. This is Guy Relford on The Gun Guy Show on 93 WIBC.